100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's time for the weekly challenge on Sunday, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week is total security. We've got some stories in this week on the topic. So, as my cat walks across the keyboard, screwing things up, I should probably let you listen and deal with her.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is simply called Where. We're in a room with a huge fire. There's cakes and tea. Our eyes are out on stalks, but at the same time we all wince from the brightness. You can see for miles, and yet you can see nothing. We're remote, but based on the opulence of the room we're in, this is not some rural backwater. Our captor explains. It's a gated property. You, the chosen ones, will have total security here. You can walk for miles and not meet a soul. We keep the gate locked to stop outsiders getting in, not to stop you getting out. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Good morning. It's very early morning here, which is probably why this is the sixth attempt at recording this story. It's called Sold. I bought it on Amazon. No, it wasn't cheap, but maybe I was swayed by the product description. Absolute peace of mind and total security, it said. And then to ram the point firmly home, it went on to detail exactly why I had no need whatsoever ever to worry. Waterproof, leak-proof and rot-resistant, non-fade, colour-fast and hard-wearing, biologically and dermatologically tested, additive-free, hypoallergenic and vegan-friendly, safe, secure, tried and tested, and a lifetime no-quibble guarantee. I had to have it. If only I knew what the hell it's supposed to do. Right, I'm off to bed. Till next time, goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 938, Total Security. Here's my story. Come on, son, let's go home, Bilbert's father said. Bilbert rattled the handcuffs. I can't, Dad. Bilbert's mother looked like she was going to grab Vadash by the throat. Why would you cuff a child during a friendly chat? She asked sarcastically. He cleared his throat. Sorry, ma'am. It's part of our total security protocol. Anyone under interrogation, or rather, questioning, must remain secured. Fine, Mr. Dinkelhauser said. We'll have our attorney stop by and interrogate, or rather, question you. Releasing Bilbert and blushing slightly, Officer Vadash said, Don't bother. Your son is no longer considered a person of interest. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my stories this evening are called Not So Good and Water Torture Remote. A54. Not So Good. My wife works in a clinic. In the clinic are departments who would sell their firstborn for an extra 4 square feet. Now that square footage in her office has been usurped for reasons of security. In a safe of considerable weight are kept the Holy Grail of medicine. My wife doesn't buy into administration's reason for a safe in her office. They muse for the need for total security, a safe behind a locked door. Gail points out there's an 18-inch window in her office. To maintain total security, they moved it into the John. Brilliant. Next story. The code name for the project was Water Torture Remote. DARPA funded it in the late 60s. The core of the project was to train soldiers in lucid dreaming. Once in a heightened state of consciousness, images of prime targets would be scanned on the retinas. Targets were merged in dream time. At this point, the suggestion that water was filling the target's lungs would be planted in the target's consciousness. It almost worked. Problem was the guys running the scanners got linked in. Water Torture Remote took them out. Needless to say, the project was summarily defunded. Nothing in DARPA ever truly dies. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Good choice. As panic rooms go, you really couldn't do much better. Concrete walls, solid steel door, with multiple timer secured deadlocks, and 360 external surveillance systems. Total security. I see you've stocked up on supplies for at least a week too. That shows great foresight and planning, well done. Because let's face it, with a character like me stalking the neighborhood, you really don't want to be taking chances. But, I do feel there's something you may have missed. A secure panic room is great, once you're inside. Not so good. If I got in there before you.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The security unit monitored the whole house. Total security, stated the ad, but the resident cat hated it. When the security unit started growling, the owners thought they were doomed, killed by a security unit. The horror! Well, the unit was just bored. Eventually, the feline and the unit struck up a friendship when the unit started purring. The cat thought it was rather amusing. But then the security unit was fired for being too noisy. So the cat made a big fuss. Long story short, the unit stayed. Cats rule. If they want total security, they get total security. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
A white van parked out on the street. Total security in bold black letters on the side. It hasn't moved for 4 days. I tried to look in the windows, but they're blacked out. I look up the license plates, and they're registered to a company called Total Security. Just a P.O. box and a local phone number. I call it, and it rings. But nobody answers, no voicemail. I look up from my phone, and the van is gone. Strange, I didn't hear it start up or drive off. I shrug and walk home, feeling somewhat insecure about reality.
And there you have it. All the stories sent in this week that I received on the topic of total security. Now, if yours didn't get posted, well, maybe there was an issue with Gmail or Outlook or something. Go ahead and send it back in, and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Anyway, the topic for next week is train. Not total train, I just copied the last one and... No, it's train. Here, let's fix it. Now that's an equal sign. Not typing too well this morning, I guess. Anyway, you can check out the archives at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com along with future topics so you can be prepared. But until then, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.